Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Backlash continues over Georgia's new, more restrictive voting law. Critics are calling for a boycott of the state after the Republican governor signed the measure into law last week. And while Georgia is just one of dozens of states trying to reduce voting access, other states are trying to increase it. Specifically, mail-in voting used by tens of millions of people during the pandemic. In Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker just signed a bill to extend temporary mail-in voting until the end of June. Democrats in the state legislature promised to make it permanent. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the debate over vote-by-mail has become a red-hot partisan issue.
Among the biggest advocates of vote-by-mail in Massachusetts is Secretary of State William Galvin, a Democrat.
Because it allows the voting to be done at the convenience of the voter, it extends to voters more time, more reason. It'll, in effect, add people to the discussion, which is a very important thing.
Starting last July, amidst the pandemic, Massachusetts gave voters the right to vote by mail for any reason. The new law, signed by Governor Baker, extends that measure to the end of June. That will help voters in a number of local elections. It will also give lawmakers time to make the law permanent. Galvin has a bill to do that, one of several being considered by the state legislature.
In effect, it's no excuse absentee voting.
This comes as many other states, particularly ones controlled by Republicans, are moving in the opposite direction. Myrna Perez directs the Voting Rights and Election Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. She says 43 states have introduced more than 250 bills that would make it harder to vote.
On the other hand, we are seeing some states like Massachusetts introduce a slew of bills that would make it easier for people to vote. This demonstrates that we do have two Americas.
In a country now defined by political polarization, vote by mail has become one of the hottest flashpoints. Charles Stewart III, an MIT professor who studies election data, says former President Trump has a lot to do with that.
You have a Republican president, for reasons that still mystify me and a lot of people, begins a relentless attack on voting by mail. And voters listen to their partisan leaders.
This election was rigged. And the Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it.
Trump is still pushing baseless claims of election fraud and attacking vote by mail. Here he is in February at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando.
We should eliminate the insanity of mass and very corrupt mail-in voting.
But Stewart says there's no particular reason for Republicans to oppose vote by mail.
I like to remind people that before this election, absentee ballots were considered to be a Republican mode of voting.
Stewart points out that during the disputed 2000 presidential election, it was a Republican, George W. Bush, who benefited from mailed-in absentee ballots in Florida. Now, many Republicans oppose expanding vote by mail. In Massachusetts, when the House voted to extend it, GOP Chairman Jim Lyons blasted the move as a complete and total disgrace. He accused lawmakers of ramming through controversial legislation without hearings or debate. Paul Craney, executive director of the Conservative Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, largely agrees.
It passed the House without a single hearing, without a single vote in the House. The Senate did a quick written testimony period that lasted for one weekend. People are a little bothered by that.
Craney says lawmakers should have first studied how mail-in voting actually worked in the last election. Secretary of State Galvin says he's not surprised Republicans are skeptical of vote by mail because he believes it helps Democrats.
It's generally empowered people of color, minority voters. It's generally empowered urban voters. It's generally empowered younger voters. Those are general statements that I don't have statistical evidence for right at this moment. I believe they're accurate.
State records confirm that after Massachusetts approved vote by mail, more people voted in the state than ever before, nearly half of them by mail. According to exit polls from the November election, the overwhelming majority of ballots cast by mail in Massachusetts, 84%, came from Democrats. So does that mean vote by mail gives Democrats an advantage? Stewart of MIT has studied years of elections involving mail-in ballots. His conclusion?
There's no evidence that mail voting helps or hurts either party intrinsically. None.
Stewart's assessment is backed up by a new study from Stanford University. It found that vote by mail did not substantially increase Democratic turnout relative to Republican turnout. It said voter interest is what drove higher turnout in 2020, not changes to voting rules. Advocates say this supports their argument for making vote by mail permanent, that it's not about partisan advantage. It's about making voting easier for everyone. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.